Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The bottom line is, I question whether we need a full-time county commission chair anymore. Walton County has just gone through this. They have six members of the board and one chairman, and the chairman just voluntarily went to a part-time position, and they reduced his salary to $30,000.
It's ground we covered in a candidates forum a couple of weeks ago, but as it turns out, not all of you were there. So we will deal with this thing. Pam Hendricks there. Pam Hendricks, candidate to be the next chair of the Oconee County Commission. Pam Hendricks in studio with us on a one day last week, Thursday, Friday. Pam Hendricks, it's a point that she raised at that forum. Yeah, why do we have both a county administrator and a full-time county commission chair? Guy who has that job is in studio with us this morning, John Daniel. John Daniel, first of all, thanks for coming out this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me come.
And you answered that question a couple of weeks ago. How do you answer it now? She said, okay, why do we have essentially two positions to do what she sees as one job?
Well, I think we've discussed this in Oconee County several times. If you look back through the history, all our chairmen have probably worked full-time, and it was in the late 90s when that went to a full-time salary. I think an organization of our size with the number of people and the amount of money that comes through, it's not good to be managed by one person. If you want to stay responsive to your citizens and your the customers and shareholders of the county.
Well, let's break down some of those numbers. If you walk around with these numbers in your head, approximate as best you can. The size of your budget, you're about to go into budget hearings. How big is that budget? How many county employees?
So we're right at 261 total county employees. Mm-hmm. Our general fund budget is $38 million, and when you bring in the SPLOST and the water resources, you're getting close to $80 million worth of dollars flowing through the county government.
Now, Pam Hendricks points to Walton County, and I don't know what their numbers are, but probably not that different from what you're dealing with in Oconee County. So they have decided that one person can be the county manager with a part-time county commission chair. Others around the state do it the same way. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say I doubt that the chairman of Walton County is really working part-time. He's in a financial position where he can take a $30,000 salary and continue to work full-time. If you look even at some of the surrounding counties that have gone to the county manager, Barrow County, Jackson County, Morgan, all have county managers, but they also have assistant county managers as well. And some of the assistant county managers are making more than both the chairman and the chairman.
At the end of the day, I suppose from your perspective, and not to put words in your mouth, but listen, there is a pile of money that's going to cost us this much to get this much county government leadership, and you're arguing now about how to divide it up.
Right. I don't think the dollar amounts are not going to change. It could be even more expensive if you're paying a chairman and then bring in an assistant county.
Well, that's kind of my point. Yeah, there's a budget that's going to cost this much, however you parcel it out, to pay the folks who are going to do the work.
And I think our citizens have been very clear. They want somebody that's elected there every day to look after what's going on.
And that would be you as the county commission chair. And I mentioned this too, John, Dan, and a couple of terms now and seeking a third. I would imagine if I found myself in that job, to some extent, you define that job yourself, and whoever succeeds you will define their own responsibilities. How do you, as you were settling into that job and then figuring out what to do, okay, well, here's what Melvin Davis did, and here's what Wendell Dawson did before him, but I'm going to do it this way. How do you go about deciding for yourself what your job is going to be?
Well, I think it's a lot to do with your personality. So I'm big on the number side, so that's where I dove in first, was looking at the budgets and the dollar amounts, the number of employees, setting up systems in place to make sure we're running efficient and effective county government.
Now, I mentioned that you're about to get into the budget process. Folks can read at WGAURadio.com and at your website, the Oconee County Government website. You set the dates now sometime in May 7th, May 21st, for some hearings on the budget you'll adopt in June. Step us through, at least from 30,000 feet, what the budget looks like at this point.
So we're looking very good. We got all our department heads have presented. We've gone through and made recommendations. The numbers will be released to the Board of Commissioners sometime this week for them to review. and then we'll go in. For the last 3 years, we've been able to lower the millage rate, and it looks like we're on track to do that again for this
And at the same time, because we go this, everybody goes through this, hey, they're cutting the millage rate. Oh, wait, my property tax bill just went up again. And that has to do with assessments, I suppose.
Some of that, but I think if you – so I went back and looked at 2019 through 2023. You know, we had inflation anywhere from 19 to 22%, depending on what you read. So I pulled a single-family home that's located in a subdivision off Bishop Farms Parkway. And based on our changing of the millage rate, the change in that particular home was $6 over that time. It increased $6 in an inflationary period of 19 to 22%. And that's with the value of the home increasing almost 39%.
I feel like, and again, I live in Athens. We own a home in Athens, and I haven't done what you just did there. I suppose I could do it easily enough. It feels like that my tax bill is going up $6 a day. I mean, it's just amazing what they think I can get for my property now in Athens-Clark County, and how that is impacting my property tax bill.
So that's on what the Board of Commissioners does with its millage rate. So this is just for operating the county government. Mm-hmm. There are other things that go into your tax bill.
Sure,
the streetlight district,
for
schools,
example. Yeah.
So a lot of different things that kind of can affect that. But as far as what the Board of Commissioners is doing in Oconee County, our process of dropping the millage rate is – reducing the amount of growth in the property tax that our citizens are paying.
I don't know, John Daniel, Chairman Down, if you have this memorized and can spout it out top of your head here. But the number of departments, because the budget process involves sitting down with the various department heads. What do you have in Oconee County? You have, of course, the law enforcement, the sheriff's office, and roads and public works and such. What are the departments and how many of those folks are you hearing from?
I think from the county side, we have roughly 15 departments, mm-hmm. department heads that run those departments. And then, of course, all the constitutional offices, as you mentioned.
Right. And so, now, are these folks, there's this thing called zero-based budgeting, where I walk in every year and my budget is zero and you decide how many dollars to put into it. Or are you starting, well, last year you got $100 million and this year you want 150. How does that work?
So we actually, when we're doing the review administratively, we're looking at the entire line item so we can tell what each department's spending in that area, and we look at that. If they're asking for an increase, it gets a lot more scrutiny. If it's remaining the same, just depending on how the income's looking, we won't spend as much time looking at those because we've looked at it in the past.
Definitely would say I'm conservative. I don't always align with the Republicans. One thing I've said is it seems like both the Republicans and the Democrats, they both spend money prolifically. And part of what I think we've got to do is limit government, and that means roll back some of the expenses.
Smaller government, says Pam Hendricks, candidate to be the chair of the Oconee County Commission, man who has a job now. In studio with us, he wants another term, John Daniel. What inspired you to run the first time? We're looking for a third term. What inspired you to get into this in the first place?
Well, Melvin Davis was retiring. I've been on the commission for a few years, and just thought I'd be the best man for the job.
So. Fair enough. Simple enough. She says, Pamela Hendricks, and she said this in our candidates forum, or the 27th or whatever those, she said, you folks are not transparent. And she talked specifically about the budget process we were just discussing. Now, you in that forum, you said, wait a minute, you go to the website, you look for this link, you click that, you click the next link, and there's everything you want to know. You say you are transparent in terms of the money you're spending.
I believe we are. We post our documents online, just like I mentioned. We also have all our meetings are in public. We broadcast them. You can go back and watch them later if you want to. We receive four quarterly financial updates in public for everybody. You can come to the meeting. Our finance director goes through where we're at on our spending, what our goals are for that, and how we're meeting each of those goals. So I believe we're transparent. You can argue maybe we need a more often report, but our board is comfortable receiving quarterly reports from our finance director.
Well, the board is. What's your sense of where your constituents are on that?
Well, honestly, it's Pam's the only one who said anything about having a check register like the Board of Education has listed on the website. And I do think if you're have a county manager that's the only person running the finances, then it becomes more important to see those reports more often. But we do have the full-time chairman there.
Again, John Daniel, out on the campaign trail. How much of your time, by the way, if you were to break it out, and I don't know if you do, how much of your time are you spending on campaigning?
A good bit of the evenings out putting signs up, and then just going out and meeting folks. It's you spend a good bit of time.
Is that around. Something you enjoy, or is that something that's more like a chore?
No, it's fun to get out. You get to see people you hadn't seen in a while, and it's fun just catching up.
Chairman of the Oconee County Commission, a very busy job. Now, okay, a full-time job. You'll get out of here and then get into the office, I suppose, down there, that big new administrative building off Macon Highway there. If there is one, what's a typical day?
So you spend most of your days probably going through meetings, meeting with either stakeholders outside the government or internally. Like during budget season, we'll spend several hours going through the budget. We'll have evening meetings as well. I was in Bogart last night for their city council review of their updating the UDC. So you have a lot of evening meetings as well.
Well, now there is that component of this too. And again, I'm comparing with Athens, for example. Athens and the city of Winterville is kind of its own thing, but a unified government, Athens, Clark County, and Oconee County, all kind of municipalities and mayors and such you have to deal with. Brian Broderick there in Watkinsville, Bishop, North High Shoals, Bogart communities that are municipalities here. And then among other things, okay, how are we going to divide those sales tax revenues, that kind of thing? What's that process like?
So we on our local option sales tax, it was decided several administrations ago they would just divide that by population, and that's kind of how we moved it out for special purpose local option sales tax as well. So it's a population based split. Seems to be fair to all the organizations involved.
Okay, there's that measure of a jurisdictional, sometimes turf battles, I suppose. And then you cross county lines. You start dealing with regional counties. You start approaching things on a regional basis. Any number of, you got the for example, the, I forget what it's called, the Joint Development Authority or whatever, where you meet with the 316 corridor right. counties, Athens, Clark, Oconee, Barrow, Gwinnett counties. And I suppose the effort to attract more business to that 316 corridor. Here's the thing about that. I want that in my county. You want it in yours. And what's the level of cooperation versus the level of looking out for my own county?
I think there's a strong level of working together. If you look at Caterpillar, that was a pretty impressive thing that was pulled off between Clark County and Oconee County. Actually sharing that whole piece of property, splitting mm-hmm. the property taxes and the revenue that's coming off.
The Orkin Tract, as right. it was called.
Yes. So I think depending on what's coming in, there's a lot of appetite for a cooperation.
You know, that Caterpillar thing, I was thinking about that just the other day, and I've forgotten when it was announced, I don't know, 2010 or 11 or somewhere thereabouts, and had the big announcement, then Caterpillar comes in here and builds. You know what, tell me I'm wrong here, but my impression is they've been incredibly quiet. There's not a lot of fuss and bother. They go out there and they build those excavators and ship out those tractors, and they kind of, I don't want to say they're insular, keep to themselves, but they seem to be blending into the neighborhood without a lot of fuss and bother. And I suppose on a certain level, that's what you want.
Yes, I think they're doing a great job over there keeping people employed. You will see them out and about in different communities. They'll bring their employees out to do volunteer work mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So they are trying to give back to the community, they're go about their business very well.
And I know there are certain things you can't talk about, as some of these things are obviously still being negotiated, if in fact any of them are. But as you look on the horizon, what maybe, I don't know, the next Caterpillar, if there's even such a thing, but there must be some folks who are looking at Oconee County and looking at this region and saying this might be a place for us to be. Anything out there that you can talk about? And if not, and in terms of dealing with those folks as they approach you, what's that process like?
So that process goes through our economic development wing, which is actually the Chamber of Commerce. Mm. So as the state gets people of interest that want to come to Oconee County, or somebody just calls up, they go through the chamber first, and we see if that organization would fit with what Oconee has to offer as far as infrastructure and resources. And it kind of gets vetted out there. So right now there's nothing on the horizon that I'm aware of that's coming in.
But that infrastructure thing, and of course that's everything is infrastructure. If I don't have water, if I don't have the capacity for sewer and electricity, the rest of those things, then I can't build my factory or whatever it is that I want to put in there. How is Oconee County equipped to this point, and what are the challenges for the future?
So right now on water supply, we're doing very well. We're in a regional organization with Barrow, Jackson, in Clark County for Upper Oconee, Bear Creek. And then the water treatment plant we're in with Barrow and Jackson. So we're looking at expanding that. So we'll go from, at the completion of this expansion, we'll go from 4 million gallons a day of water to 9 million gallons a day of water. We're also partners in the Hard Labor Creek reservoir
in Walton County.
Right, so we'll have another 4 million gallons a day at some point in the future should we need it.
What's the timeline on that, by the way? I've been hearing about Hard Labor Creek forever, it seems like, right. And it's still they're still meeting and talking. Where are we on that?
So the reservoir is complete. The reservoir is full. Mm-hmm. Walton County is ready to move forward with the treatment plant, and we're not quite there. So we're putting some funds in to help get the treatment plant built. So that's in design right now, and that will be moving forward, I imagine, sometime late this year or next year.
The tension, too, Oconee County Commission Chairman John Daniel, in terms of infrastructure and development, and the whole thing about whether we're going to be a rooftop community, meaning houses and such, or we're going to try to attract more business. I suppose you'd say in Oconee County there's plenty of room for both, and, oh, by the way, we can hang on to that agriculture component as well.
Right. I think you look at our comprehensive plan, which came into effect when I was probably 2 years old, or as far as the land use maps, not changed much over the last 50-something years. So we kind of got it laid out how where the growth is going to occur and what's going to be allowed in each zone of the county. And diversifying the tax base is something we'd like to see, and I think we're doing a good job of that. The percentage of property tax collected this fiscal year is down from a percentage of total revenue from last year, actually.
Why is that?
Sales taxes increased with Costco coming in, mm-hmm. and some of the other businesses that are over in the Epps Bridge area, and then just the new growth.
Okay, so it's not a matter of declining revenue. It's just being
moved
around in a different way.
Right.
Again, the chairman of the Oconee County Commission, John Daniel, with us here. If I'm an Oconee County voter, and I'm looking at this race in any way, shape, or form, and I simply have not made up my mind. What would you say? What do you say to try to convince me that John Daniel's the guy for the job?
So I'd say just look at our history here as chairman. I think I have a strong record with what we're doing with broadband, with road infrastructure. We're trying to fix intersections in Oconee County that have been problems for decades. So efficient and effective government and making generational decisions on how to improve Oconee County.
And we talked about the transparency and such. One of the things you've been working on for a while now, longer than I realized, trying to do something about that, and whatever the perception might be, transparency, town halls,
yes.
quarterly town halls, and the other one's tonight, right? Am I,
yes,
I have the date on
correct.
That right? What goes on in these things?
So we usually start off, we'll talk about a few things we want to talk about. So tonight we'll talk about property taxes and then the 10 ballot questions that are coming up on the May 21st ballot.
Oh, Lord.
And then we kind of open it up. If there's just, we'll take questions on that first, and then it's kind of whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about animal services or your road problems, that's where you come.
Representative Marcus Wiedauer was stepping me through the 10 ballot questions. My understanding is you got to pass all 10.
That's correct.
If one goes down, the whole thing goes down. Quickly, what are we talking about here?
So we're going to try to increase our homestead exemption for all residents in Oconee County that own a home. So we're
from
going to
what
add,
to what?
So right now the state minimum is 2,000, which is what we got. We're going to add 3,000 to that to take it to 5,000. And then in year 2035, we're going to add another
5,000
to that. Right now we have exemptions for seniors starting at age 65. They can go in and claim a property assessment freeze at age 65. And then there's also one that's income-based. But you have to know about that exemption. You have to go to the tax commission and apply. And then the income-based one really needs to be audited to make sure you still qualify for that over time. And it's just problematic for the senior and for the tax commissioner.
So if I want this as an Oconee County taxpayer, if I want this, my job is to show up on election day and vote yes on every single one of these questions.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, again, if one of them goes down, the whole thing falls apart.
So if we can get to the automatic freeze of property assessments at age 65, and then automatically at age 75, you'll receive another $10,000 homestead exemption on top of the other one.
Oconee County Commission Chairman John Daniel out there on the re-election campaign. Quickly, what time's that town hall? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock at the administrative building.
Administrative building on Megan Highway. Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.